Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
That's different than
everybody.
Chronic 24-hour a day depression.
Shut your mouth. I'm just talking about the egg. All right, quiet.
You know, because if you admit that I'm right, you're not gonna have a job.
Easy.
No, I'd love it if you're right. My job easy. I just have to convince people to stop doing stuff.
Your addiction is healing people, and I wish you'd stop.
That's true.
Hey, everyone, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. That's Dr. Dagg, my main man.
That came in with a head of steam. He's like talking about addiction, depression.
Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191, Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board certified physician. Dr. Drew,
and that's
board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Sing a song about that. I want to hear a song.
Yeah.
Cheer
Dr. Dagg, guy from McHale's Navy. Do you hear me?
You have an addiction to my bad movies.
Well, I was looking at some of them. I didn't realize some of the names.
Bitter Dagg in here, by the way.
Some of these names of these movies. Look at that.
Yeah,
look at a couple for you.
Dr. Dagg.
I'm a whore. Everyone knows.
Yeah, how to get the man's foot out of your ass.
Well, that was changed to badass. They thought that would be more commercial.
I'm going
to
get you, sucker. You don't know that film, Drew? That's a big cult classic.
Absolutely.
Drew's so unhip, he doesn't know that movie.
All he knows is, you know, tetracycline and you.
Now, that's
a good movie.
Here's the thing about Dagg. Dagg, smart, talented.
Super smart.
Bring it to me, baby.
Super talented.
No! But
troubled.
No.
And plagued.
No.
Yeah.
No?
Are you okay?
I'm beautiful, baby.
You doing good?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking good, brother.
Brought a brand new puppy today. Wonderful. Greater Swiss Mountain Dog.
Is that the Pyrenees? Great Pyrenees?
No. It's a Greater Swiss Mountain Dog.
Never.
Well, that's a disease. You should, you know.
That's just stupidity.
Open your ears. No.
Stupid.
You
know,
Drew and Dagg were arguing feverishly.
We were discussing.
We were having a heated discussion.
And they were wearing headphones, and they were arguing into the mic.
Well, we didn't want to hear each other, because that's an addiction.
They were literally, and I swear to Christ, they were sitting 22 inches apart from each other, yelling into each other, into the microphone, wearing headphones.
Dagg had decided that addiction was not a disease, and that if some...
No,
some
I said
type.
Some addictions, okay?
Hold on.
Heroin addiction is a disease. Shoplifting is not a disease.
I agree.
Okay.
First, we have to define disease.
It's ironically the best radio I've ever heard Drew do, except for it was off the air.
Right.
All right, that was number one. Number two, I walked into the studio, my usual 3 minutes of, saw these two going at it, yelling at each other in the microphone, and thought somehow I had set my clock back or something. There's a show going on. Nobody looked at me. No, producer Ann didn't wave me off or anything. I just stood there staring at them. They continued. I was scared to shut the door. I didn't want to make noise.
We're still yelling.
Stop.
Drew, a passionate man going against Dr. Dagg.
Dr. Drew, by the way, I read a wonderful book. I recommend it to all here present.
It's called Addiction's Not Easy.
No, it's called The Surrender. It's by Tony Bentley, a former ballet dancer who claims she found God through anal sex. It is a wonderful...
Seriously?
Absolutely. It
wow.
is wonderful. I passed it to every woman I know.
Mom, I want the book back, please.
Well, everyone
first
knows,
edition.
Adam, everyone knows Dagg's technique with women. It's a
what is it?
Yeah.
Well,
Engineer Anderson had a rolled tape on one of Dagg's recent lovemaking sessions. It was awesome. Yeah,
I will give you something to smile about.
There's only one thing I left out. There's only one thing I left out. Is this noise is usually intermittent.
That's what it's like.
But she sees God at that moment. Yes?
Well, no, not like this woman. I really. Yeah, she said she saw it because she found God.
Dagg is in the process of, please.
I have to read this.
I'm curious to hear what you think about it, because it is very interesting, but not, I don't think in the way she meant it to be.
Really? She was very serious about it.
Obsession, which
I'm
obsessed with. No, just her acting out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Did you come across her at any point in your exploits?
No. I read a review in the New York Times magazine, you know, and of course I had to get it.
The New York Review of Books?
Well, magazine section, you know, and they do every week. They have, like, the magazine. You know.
The New York
Oh, my all right, God.
But the New York that's
easy.
An addiction. Right,
but I'm listen. Mad that they hey, would review that.
He started it. No. Right. He came at me and he said, I'm an addiction and I don't. Right. Just no let's, means no.
I leave town for one day.
You'll see God. You'll see God.
All right, true. Quiet yeah. down.
Let's heal babies.
Yeah, let's heal babies. Let's heal babies. Let me just get a quick plug in for Jay. Working on Bewitched now?
Absolutely.
On the set?
Speak right around the corner. Right around the corner on the
Sony.
Culver
over at Sony yeah, or Culver. Nicole Kidman.
I call her Nikki. That's what we call her. Hey, Nikki.
Hey, do you talk to her? How
yeah,
is
I
she?
I do.
She, is she cool?
She's wonderful. She doesn't have a big, you know,
she weird?
And, no, she sits there. She's very down to earth.
Really?
Shirley MacLaine is a hoot. She's nuts.
And Dora? Is she playing Dora?
Michael Caine is the coolest, though. He just was
Dr. Bombay?
He's the father. He's,
what?
Yeah, he's the dad.
Who's Dr. Bombay?
Dr. Bombay is a Gus.
And Aunt Clara?
Steve,
wait a minute. Wait a minute. Is Caine must be Mr. Tate?
Black dude? Leroy, the black dude?
I didn't. What?
I am all minorities.
What are you in the movie, by the way?
Not to give too much away, I'm a television director. I work very closely with
do vomit?
People. Uh-huh. I tried to, but they were like, cut, hold, no, what are you doing?
I think I was addicted to vomit.
So, also, you can see Dag and the great Crank Yanker show
absolutely.
On Tuesday nights at 10:30 Comedy
hey,
Central.
Hey, what'd you do with my bad, perverse Christmas carols? Were you able to do anything?
Oh, yeah, that aired.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
That was so much fun
yeah.
to do.
Yeah. Great, great was, rapping, great freestyle,
really?
Caroling, rapping.
Just
yeah.
follow. No one would hang up.
Yeah.
I'd go on and on. Let me throw something at you. Ba la la la, ba la la la, ba la la. Go on and on and on. They're like,
I don't think I can help you, sir.
Yeah, and let me explain something too, Dag. I got to tell you something.
Come at me, man.
I hope you accept this in the spirit in which it's
this
intended.
This is not an addiction. But, act like you're talking to James Tony. All right, give me the same respect.
I'll just tell you this. There's plenty of racist people left in the country.
Well,
but for every one of them, there's 500 that feel really bad about that one racist guy and will stay on the phone with you
yes,
for 4 hours
yes,
while you insult
yes,
them because they don't yes. want to be perceived as that guy. And all I'm saying to the black man is you got a lot of guys that are racist, and that's something you got to deal with. But there's guys that will bend over backwards to
it's
not
true.
Be called racist. And I think the average guy, Drew, please be honest. You're walking down the street. White guy comes up to you, wants some change. You tell him to get a job.
Oh,
black
yeah.
guy comes up, like, oh, here, sorry, brother.
Yeah,
there
yeah.
you go. I'm sorry. And there is that element. So I'm saying,
depends
enjoy
on how they
that
look,
element.
Though. If he looks like Wayne Brady, you're not going to, oh, run! Honey, run! It's Wayne Brady!
You're not going to do that. Come on.
Come on, brother.
Bob?
Hello.
Bob, you're 29.
I am 29.
What's up?
Let's see. I've been married twice, and ever since my both marriages, I have not been able to keep an erection. For more than maybe 2 minutes at the most.
Wow.
Is that only with the wives, or has it always been that way for you?
I didn't lose my virginity until I was married.
So those are the only two women you've been with.
Wow.
And both of them you...
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And both of them you've had trouble with.
Yeah.
Okay.
And actually,
I thought you said since. I thought you said since you were married.
No, was I it? Had four total partners.
But hold on, let me just be clear. You saying since you've been married or during the marriages?
During. And now I'm involved with somebody else that I live with, and I still have the same problem.
All right, so all women you're with,
well, describe the woman.
All right, you can't go longer than 2 minutes.
Are you on medication?
Right.
Are you on medication? Or do you have any medical problems?
I don't have any. I was in a very serious accident a few years ago. Seven years ago, actually.
What happened?
I was in a coma. I was in an ATV accident.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was in a coma for 9.5 days.
Wow. Well, certainly that can affect it. Let's face it.
Hey, let me say this about the coma, though. You should have to deduct the time you would have been asleep.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
During the coma period.
That's credit.
Yeah, like if you got 9 days, minus 8 hours, 9 times, and 45 hours, you got to deduct like 2 days. That's now you're down to 7.5. Because you would have been sleeping anyway. Yes. You see what I'm saying?
You've got 9 days in the bank.
It's only fair. I'm just saying.
Can I ask a question?
Still a tragedy, Bob.
Bobby, was there ever a time when you and the little man were in sync?
No, I was always raised like a real chaste kind of person, so I never really got the actual activity, you know, masturbation was wrong, so I didn't really get any practice until I was married. I don't know if I can.
So you, whoa, you never masturbated?
No. I was always told that, that is absolutely incorrect, wrong.
We couldn't have hung in high school at all.
Well, I recommend a sex therapist or surrogate, and I've never, ever recommended that for anyone, but it seems like he needs to just relax. And I would also ask you, describe the personality traits of these women, and I would bet that they're pretty much internally the same personality type, meaning get away from me.
You're absolutely correct. Well, the woman I'm with now is completely different. She's absolutely... besides being stunning and gorgeous and all of that, she is very independent. She's not like the two women. That's why I'm not, that's why I'm not with them anymore.
All right. Hey, Bob. First off, and by the way, just when you know you're being set up on the blind date with Bob and someone works in ATV coma, it kind of paints a small picture.
Yes.
Where you picture a guy showing up in hunting, like wearing like an orange hunting vest and drooling.
Yeah. Or fishing gear.
Man. Bob, stick with this new girl.
I like her. And Bob, here's the other thing, too. Are you having an orgasm in 2 minutes, or are you losing your erection in 2 minutes?
What happens is I orgasm, and then all of a sudden it's gone, and it doesn't usually come back for 2 or 3 hours.
All right. Well, Bob, I got the same problem. You better hope it leaves when you're done.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something. Bob, have to go about your sexual life like you go about your career as a plumber, an astronaut. You have to put some energy into it.
You got to read that cornholing for dummies book that Dag was pushing a few hours back.
No, but I mean, you know, come on. Put some energy into it.
Bob, he orgasms in 2 minutes. He doesn't understand that he's supposed to lose his erection after orgasm. The problem is
not for 3 hours.
I know, but right. Mm-hmm. Well,
and not when inspired. I mean, I don't want to get too personal, but
yeah, I don't want to hear about it. Okay. But the fact is, you need to figure out a way to sustain your
self. Okay, here's what we can say.
With encouragement.
So maybe he should be masturbating now.
I was going to say,
in the room.
Bob is a little behind the curve because of his upbringing.
By the way, the only male I've ever heard of who actually was scared out of masturbating.
Yeah.
Really? I've never heard of that before.
I know. I met a couple of women. According to them, they never masturbated.
Yeah, women.
Except for when they only had sex in a relationship. You know what I mean?
No, women. That's common. Yeah. That's very common.
That's common.
For men, it's unheard of.
Not guys.
I'm hanging out with. I know. It's you.
Heather?
Yeah.
Heather?
I'm sorry. No, we got to this one. Oh, where'd he go?
Yeah. See, okay,
you know,
true.
There was a time, Adam, when you were in control.
You got to think and then talk.
Thicker.
Heather, 20. I know.
What's this one?
All right, just quiet. Heather?
Yeah.
Love of Christ. You're 20. What's up?
Hey, what's the best way to get help for smoking weed?
You've been smoking how long?
7 years.
All right, look, you got to go to Marijuana Anonymous. You can call local AA. You go to the meetings, you will find dozens of people just like yourself, because marijuana affects essentially all people the same way when it is addictive.
It's not addictive for everybody.
There's a priming effect, and usually the second or third exposure, after first thinking it's an okay drug, no big deal, the third exposure, people will have this amazing euphoria, like, oh my God, this is the greatest thing ever happened to me. And they will be preoccupied about it from there forward. Every single day they'll be thinking about it, and most days using.
But why is it, when you hang out with people who smoke a lot of reefer, it seems like they're on 16 RPM? And everybody else.
Because there is a dysfunction in the frontal lobes and the amygdala.
How long have you been smoking marijuana?
Myself?
Yes.
Because I'm on 8, 16.
Hey, Heather.
Please get some help.
Yeah. Heather?
Yeah.
All right. What are you doing? You're 20 years old. You going to school?
No, I'm actually working. I want to go to school for psychology, actually. next
All
right.
Well, you cannot be a psychologist and addicted to marijuana. It's
what
not,
about the therapist who said she was a hooker in her part time?
Yeah, that
I
was.
I wanted to meet her.
That was
yeah,
bizarre.
She sounded foxy.
But remember, she was taking care of autistic kids.
I have no problem, Dr. Drew. Hold on, I'm with a patient right now, a customer right now.
I'm telling you, anything with kids is a cop-out. Writing kids' books, kid psychologists, anything.
No more kids' books.
What's a six-year-old going to do? Call you on your ass? You give him some clay, you tell him to work with it for 45 minutes, that's you're true. Done. You write a kid's book. It's like, hop on. Dr. Seuss, genius, for hop on pop.
It's
hop
one
on
word
pop.
A page. We could all write a kid's book right here by midnight.
Hey, you want to eat some green eggs and ham? No. How about on a train? No. How about a plane? No. How about a fox? No. How about a bike? Genius! Genius, I tell you.
The end.
Oh, what a genius he was.
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic.
Hey, Heather, are you in a relationship? No. What's going on?
I don't want to talk to her anymore.
She's stoned. She's done.
Wow.
She's got to get some help.
I'm angry,
you know what? You
David,
know what?
I'm angry.
You know what? Well, you know, process that. Because I remember, call me Knucklehead Johnson.
You're Knucklehead
I remember
Johnson.
When I came in here a few years ago, mm-hmm. and I saw two mm-hmm. young gentlemen who
Word.
Were energized
mm-hmm.
by disease.
Mm-hmm.
Now
we're
wanted to help some babies.
Help.
But now, when I come in the room, here's what I hear. Wee, wee, mm-hmm. wee. Wee, wee, wee. Hi, Dr. Drew. My hand just fell off. Well, so what? Next caller.
yeah.
You get involved. Look at me. Eyes front.
Don't look
Let's
at
focus
me.
Focus in.
Don't look
you
at
take
me.
That call.
You're scaring me now.
You take that call and you give them the energy that you give the 837 other people you're trying to get book deals, movies,
yep.
Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Drew's underwear with. You Ooh, put underwear. It in the patients.
Underwear.
Mm-hmm. Next caller. Let's
Here
take some
go.
Babies.
Stag's ready to rock. Jordan?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
Adam?
Yeah.
I just want to say that you are so sexy.
Yeah.
But I actually had a question, and it was, is it normal to come in your sleep?
Yes,
yeah.
It's normal.
Yes, it is.
Males do that routinely. Women often will do that, but men, if they don't masturbate, will always do that.
Nocturnal emission.
God
really?
Will. Yeah, well, men have stuff that accumulates that has to come out. And women can sort of build up a little bit, too.
Women have stuff that has to come out, but usually it's through the mouth, verbally.
And yeah.
You're not listening to me. I just feel like, are you sleeping?
Yeah, they have dreams.
I just feel like, you know, I was going to, you know what I mean? Like, when I tell you that, you just, like, look, and you're, like, staring, and you don't open it, look at me in my eyes.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Now, why did you ask the question? Is this happening to you?
It happened like once this past weekend, so I was wondering if it was normal.
Yeah. Was there a dream or something, or did you
yeah.
just wake up and?
It was
whoa!
A dream, and then I woke up, and it was.
Wow. And what were you dreaming about?
Adam Carolla.
Yeah. To tell you the truth, I don't really remember, but I just remember having
a guy with no face.
Whoa. Yeah.
The usual thing.
I wasn't with a guy. I think I was just with myself.
Beautiful.
And then I woke up and.
You had a dream you were with a guy, though, right?
No, I had a dream that I was getting myself.
Women don't waste their time with partners.
Oh, my God. Mr. Woman Expert here.
Women's sexual dreams are great because it's like, who were you humping? I don't know. I never saw his face.
Faceless guy.
Really? You ask a guy, like, who were you? Marcia?
Claudia Schiffer.
Well, where do you? From the office? Really? Well, I was giving it to her and a temp, the new temp. We're in my parking lot, up against dumpster. Like guys are everything. Fuzzy face, couldn't tell. Not even sure what the sexuality of the creature was. You know, I think women make love to like a Marilyn Manson video kind of thing, like androgynous. Yeah. Sort of what aliens are like. Like they don't wear
fog,
clothes, but
they
don't
make love to fog.
Yeah,
that's what they do.
How come? By the way,
they make love to feelings. Yes, they do.
How come? Magically, every alien who doesn't wear clothes doesn't have genitalia either. And then the ones that do wear clothes have genitalia. Like, once in a while, there's that big heads and no genitalia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a book about aliens.
Oh, do you?
Is that the same one with the
Jimmies?
Mm-hmm.
Same thing as the rectal love one.
It's true. It's called Jimmies from Outer Space.
Yeah. Dag in studio tonight, by the way.
Do you have a dimmer up in here, man?
You want to get some lights?
More light?
No, can we dim it down?
You want to bring it down
a little?
Bit, all right.
An interrogation. Can we get some music?
There we go.
Oh, yes, Dr. Drew, what was that?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. Crying is an addiction. Look at me.
Ooh,
That's for you. That's,
take that.
Had a little satellite hit and scared the crap out of Dag.
Boy, that is scary.
All right, we ready to rock and roll?
Yeah, we just
let's save some babies.
We just reset Dag. It's good.
All right.
You rebooted Dagaroni.
Let me tell you something. I just got back from New York.
So what'd you do in New York, man?
Had a little meeting, radio meetings. You know what I'm saying?
Well, tell me about it. I'm really interested.
I'll tell you off the air.
Do you have like a nocturnal radio mission you want to tell us? Well, what happened in New York? Well, some big stuff's being planned?
Couple things. Well, you never know. And I'm not just being coy, but yeah, let me tell you something. Half this town is just meetings about meetings you're going to have later.
Yes.
You really have meetings? Like, here's how the meeting goes. I'm glad you could join us for this. I'm glad you could join us for this meeting. I'd like to really cut through the crap and start talking about when we can plan our next meeting and what we might talk about in that meeting. How's midweek in December? Good. Is good for you, like middle of December? Can you meet then? What we'll do, we'll talk about having a meeting. All right? In that meeting, we're going to talk about our next meeting, all right?
Right.
All right, you cool?
Yeah, definitely.
All right, so you cool to meet? Fantastic. It was great meeting you, by the way. We'll be meeting again and having another meeting about a meeting in about 3 weeks, all right?
I can't wait.
Well, then, schedule.
That'll be very productive.
I don't want to get too far ahead of myself here, but early in the year, somewhere around January, maybe the first or second week in January, we'll plan our third meeting about a meeting.
That sounds excellent.
And eventually, it'll just turn into a string of meetings.
How dare you?
Yeah. That's what this
is. Hey,
what'd
you guys go as for Halloween?
All right. We got Drew won as a black man. We got to take a break. I told him it's distasteful.
Ooh, boy.
Oh, let me tell you something that's going on lately. Smelling a lot of burps lately.
Yours?
Mine,
oh, you dropped
other people's,
a couple on me.
Everybody's. Everyone else.
Last week, I swear to God, I was
finding it. I would rather get peed on than smell a guy's belt. I'm just at the point where I'm used to a guy's ass at this point. Like,
okay,
it's
stop right
no,
there.
No, no, seriously. Seriously.
That is an addiction. Have been violent.
Ass fumes are an addiction.
Oh, that's really.
The point is I'm over the ass, and now I'm being nauseated by the belt.
And that, the whole vomititious quality is really
right.
Just a little much.
Right.
A little much.
All right.
Or flatulence, oral flatulence is
yes.
What I call it. Like,
he dropped some on me last week.
Yeah.
Very
what
unfair.
Have you been eating, man?
Unfair.
Pate, cheese,
garlic.
And what?
Yeah, a lot of garlic will
Merlot.
Do it.
Merlot.
Let's
yogurt.
Let's take a little break. David Alan Greer. Otherwise,
I don't want to take any breaks. I'm here to hear. Next caller, Wendy, you're 13. Go.
He's
what
in
happened?
Studio tonight. He's working hard. He's
Linda
gonna, he's gonna
and
confront
Lena.
Dr. Drew during the break.
Come at me, Dr. Drew.
We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
You took me out of the mix.
Yeah. Dag in the hizzy tonight.
Absolutely.
David Alan Greer, otherwise known as my main man. He's eating himself a ice cream bar.
I stole it from the freezer.
I tell you, we got a bunch of these Häagen-Dazs bars floating around here.
Yeah,
I will tell you, gentlemen, in my vicinity, I'm a little lactose intolerant.
That should be great.
No.
I like the way
got
you
about an hour and a half.
I like the way you smelt. Nice. Well done.
There we go.
What happened in the hour and a half?
Well,
that was
I'm
a second
up
and a half.
Black man's pain is a white man's burden. But hey, let's save some babies.
You know what? Why don't you ever play my version, my operatic version of Germany or Florida?
Yeah,
I put so much into
question
it. And you dog me out. You know, when I out of sight, out of mind.
Well, no, we got to be honest. We didn't like it.
Things are sick, interested from too much sun and Nazis. Sex with and death fetishes. Oh, both God of them have got these. Guaranteed not to bore you, Germany or Florida.
I've seen this guy. He's you know where he is? He's in the alleyway behind the Kimmel Show every night.
Yeah.
Hey, David Alan Greer, will you sign my roll of toilet paper and stuff?
Yeah.
Hey, don't get in your car.
Oh, Florida.
This is our number two.
Ooh. Who is this?
That Tori Amos.
No, yes. Not Tori Amos. Who's the other chick? Michelle Branch?
You know, we got like somebody her like that to do
like
do
Michelle
one too.
She
oh,
then,
oh, I Florida.
Pink. I think Pink may have done one too.
Her body is bad.
Yeah. All right, now let's
Germany of
no, stop, 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 stop now. Stop. Okay.
Please. Right. Germany of right Florida.
And by the way, I heard Andy Dick radio.
My vagina is bleeding.
fascinating.
All right, I want to start a write-in campaign. He's got to be stopped. Really, I don't want to hear anymore. I really, I'm.
You don't echo the Whole Foods.
I don't want to hear anymore.
My vagina is bleeding.
I don't want to hear.
Well, Adam was funny at the end there. No,
I gotta say something too. We need to play Germany or Florida tonight. Yeah. We need to hear Dag's theme song. We need to play Ace's Ranchero Mexican Accordion Countdown with that Dag as well. There's a lot of business to get to. A lot of important business to get to tonight.
Chris?
Not only that, but
let's heal this
kids.
Country, the red and the blue. Let's heal it up. Come on.
All right, now listen, Drew. Do me a favor, just
I would like to take some calls.
All right, let's take some calls.
My vagina is bleeding.
Stop. I'm just saying, all that is ahead for tonight. But Drew, we're going to have to cue it up, work it out during the commercial. Right. Don't look at Chris and tell him to cue the ranchero music.
Anis has got it.
Brian or
Bryn?
Yes.
You're 18.
Yes.
What's happening?
Well, lately, and this hasn't been for the entire time, but I've been dating my boyfriend for about a year now. And lately, when we've been having sex, I'll just sort of go dry during the middle of it.
Uh-oh. How many minutes into it do you go dry?
Maybe about 10 or 15.
That's about as long as most women can handle. Most. Okay. Not all. Some like longer. But some women, after about 10 minutes, it just becomes ouch and get it over with.
Right.
Not some ouch women, normally, get it over with.
Some women. A lot of women.
Normally, it hasn't been a problem until just recently. Mm-hmm. And because it's not that I'm not excited. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I'm just as turned on as I normally am. And for some reason, I'm just not... It's just not communicating between my brain and...
Use some lubricant.
Yeah. Use some lube. I think...
Wait a minute. Why'd you say, why?
Why is that a problem?
Well, why? Yeah, I want to know.
I just don't really like the feeling of something that's not natural.
Have you tried it?
Yes.
Not natural. Wait, hold
what
on.
Have you tried?
Hold on. What have you tried?
I tried that KY warm stuff. And
keep trying
the regular kind too, I think.
How about, have you tried wet, the original formula?
Wet?
No, I've never seen that anywhere.
Well, there are a lot of products out there. You got to keep trying until you find something. You make friends with it. Mm-hmm. You have to stop thinking that all of it is going to come from your body. It's all good.
Still, I would bet that there's something going on here more than you're really sort of admitting to yourself, even that there's maybe the timing of all this is not right for you.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not sort of moving along in a way that works for you, and you need to sort of focus on what you need. Women get very focused on the male and sort of leave themselves behind in
really,
it. They do.
Can I ask you a question really quick,
please,
just to get up? Do you have a vagina? Because you sure think, you act like you know
like
a lot about it.
Vagina.
Do you have the breasts? Dr. Drew, do you have a clitoris? I don't think so.
Well, as a matter of fact.
So stop telling her.
Hold on, Dag.
She hasn't. No, I have had it, Adam. You know, a lot of time women's breasts feel like this. A lot of time. Do you have breasts? Yes or no?
I have breasts, yes.
Do you have a vagina?
Well, as a matter of fact.
Well, let me explain.
No,
let me explain something.
Adam,
Dag.
Who knows what goes on in the old vagina? The old
liar.
Vagina.
He's addicted to lying.
Dag, please.
You do not have a Twinkie hole.
Please, please listen to me. And
I didn't come here for Twinkie hole, baby.
I know you just ate the Haagen-Dazs part. I don't want you to get sick. But let me explain a procedure Dr. Drew underwent some years ago.
I had my clitoris
removed. They took his penis.
No, my clitoris.
No. Would you shut up, Drew? Just shut up, please.
The joke killer.
Thank you. They took his penis and they splayed it. They actually made a cut long ways on it, and they opened it up. Mm. Okay. You can see the urethra. And what they did is they took the head.
I dated a girl named urethra.
They took the head of the penis and they shaved it down and they moved it open. They opened it up and the right side of the penis became the labia majora. And his anus became the labia minora.
Stop.
All right. And, they need a blood supply for it. And what they'll often do is a skin graft from the buttocks and thigh. Now they will use good.
They'll
use good skin cells from a cadaver, oftentimes to reconstruct the vulva. It basically looked like someone for the first 6 months looked like someone put an M80 in a watermelon. No! I mean, it was not an attractive.
Now you're
looking.
Turning me on. Now you're turning me
the
on.
Pus, the constant bleeding.
But he felt like he was a woman inside. So
he did, and he was it. He was let out. All it's right, all
stuck in a man's body.
All right, now where the hell were we? Yeah, Brynn. Yes. So Brynn,
you were saying something about how a lot of times the woman focuses more on the man.
Yeah, and they don't really pay attention to sort of what their rhythm and what their needs are in those. I'm just you know, maybe it's not you, but that does happen a lot.
Okay, so do you think that I should suggest something to him maybe about that?
Well, no, just pay attention to what your needs are and make sure you're paying attention to yourself during this interaction. If it is going to go on too long for your body, or you're not sort of peaking at a certain time, you know, you got to sort of just pay attention.
Well, something's changed, and I think she's concerned. And hold on,
and or maybe your affect, maybe your feelings about this relationship has changed.
Yes, that's
possible.
I would like to focus on this for a moment. That the fact is, everything's going along smoothly, and all of a sudden it dries up. You think you're turned on, your vagina begs to differ.
Right, your body.
How long have you been with him?
That's a good name for a song.
I've been with him for a year, December 2nd.
Mm-hmm. And is everything going along as good as it could go?
Well, maybe not as good as it could go, but what relationship does?
What's the problem?
Yeah, what's the problem?
Well, I mean, just we're both going to different schools, so there's a little bit of a time problem. We used to see each other a lot more, so maybe it's a communication thing. But honestly, I do feel just as turned on as I normally do. And
where's he going to school and where are you going to school?
He's going to Front Range, and I'm going to a school that's about an hour away.
Oh, he's out in Front Range.
And she's going to a junior college.
He's junior? Going to Front Range, and she's going to Back Door.
Hey, now, look out!
Look out.
Enjoy your headliner.
Can't believe CBS didn't pick him up.
Are you seeing other people, or is he seeing other people?
No.
You sure?
Really?
You sure?
Yes, I'm very sure.
All right. I believe you. Here's what happens. Sometimes your vagina starts closing up shop before leave.
Right, your body tells the story before your brain.
We're not communicating. He's moved. We've drifted apart a little bit. And the vagina says, look, if you're not going to end this relationship, I'm out.
Right.
I'm
it's kind of like when you're at the post office, right, Adam?
I don't know.
Still in line.
Right.
The guy, they're closing the gate. But
that's
you
right.
haven't made it to the window yet.
That's right.
You got to buy a book of stamps.
That's right.
They're already dimming the lights, clicking it down. You know, employees are leaving. Oh, we got you.
But
we're not really
excited.
Closed yet.
He's just as excited about buying those stamps.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. But it kind of changes when there's a gate on the door and the lights are at half mast and they're going,
please bring your envelopes to the front desk number one.
I, by the way, think it's a great sign that I have not been to a post office in at least 8 years.
I have.
And by the way, you want to know how your life is going? See how many times you actually go into the post office, because that's bad.
Well, I don't go to the post office. I go to my mail drop. How's that?
All right. Better.
My mail drop.
Now you get mail. You get,
that's
you,
a gay bar that,
get,
that David frequents, by
the
way.
Yes.
Welcome to the mail drop.
Don't look at me.
Your lubricants will always be lubricated.
Next caller!
Right, you know, Drew...
No, don't.
Don't you think...
What?
No, why? I'm not
what?
Picking on you.
Oh, yes.
You know, you ask a question, isn't that... I mean, you're supposed to ask questions, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we're not all automatons.
We're not automatons.
Sometimes, I mean, you know, Twinkie holes, they got their own mind. You know, sometimes these women, I think especially younger women, they think it's like a machine. It's supposed to happen the same way every time, every day, everything, something changes.
Well, what really... Yes, there's some of that, and also that... women buy the BS that's in the culture, and they want to be something different than they are, and they go into sort of denial about what they're experiencing because it's not like it says in Cosmo.
Right.
And that's not how the body works. So.
But then when you get with that right person, that inspired
magically
person,
it works.
It works better and in ways you've never experienced. Well, not you, because anything that deviates from the missionary position, you're diseased. You're addicted.
Well, he doesn't know me, does he?
No. Drew's a man of exquisite passion.
Well, not to his callers, you know. One girl says, I like my boyfriend to suck my toes. It's like, which uncle banged you?
please mm-hmm. tell me what happened in your youth.
No, he keeps his passion locked.
Really?
In a trunk and chain. But if it ever escapes, it will go on a rampage, a passion rampage.
Can I ask you something
like
here?
Please. German through the South.
What?
Yeah.
Now, what's going on with the oral sex? You don't really like oral sex or what?
Me?
Yeah.
That's part of the passion thing.
He doesn't like it too much?
Explain, Adam, please. Yeah. It's hard for me to discuss these things. Very embarrassing.
Right. Okay, let me explain something. He is like he's like a bear
right.
that breaks into a station wagon, and you're trying to explain to the bear, look, why don't you eat some salad? Eat some salad. Oh, how about a dinner roll? How about a roll? I know you want the meat.
No, the BJ is the salad and the meatloaf.
Oh, no, me no.
It's not the meatloaf.
Well, the
you want to talk to each other, talk to bear. Talk to me, bear.
Here's what I'm saying. Here's what I'm saying, black bear.
I'm brown bear.
I mean brown bear.
Very dark brown bear.
Sorry.
Where's the beef?
All I'm saying is he doesn't want any croutons. He doesn't want any breakfast bars.
I don't want the croutons.
He doesn't want any bagels or muffins. He's going right for the pot roast.
Now, why?
Because he's a passionate man.
Why?
You would think.
You have all night. Yeah. Why not enjoy all things?
Yeah.
I actually think you get your... Well,
what? Go
this
ahead.
Is boring
go
radio.
Go ahead.
But I actually
it's
think
not,
that you, yeah. how you
now?
Are raised and the traumas mm-hmm. you go through growing up sets mm-hmm. your what I call the autonomic tone. Wait, don't shake. Listen to what I'm saying before
listen
you shake your
it.
Head.
Come on, Dad.
That you either become, listen to me, you either become sympathetically dominated in which you're sort of hyperactive and hypervigilant and things got to go fast for you,
mm-hmm.
or you're like Corolla, where the clutch is always in and the parasympathetic system is dominant,
right.
and you can be like the ninja, take it or leave it, whatever, right. take your time.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Drew, that's right.
Drew, let me tell you something.
It's the
I
same
thought
reason
I knew
mm-hmm.
a lot of things.
Mm. And then you,
until
then you
I
got
realized,
that book. That
no,
you,
no. I, until I realized that I didn't know.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the vast majority of women in America, oral sex is last ditch.
For?
It's done under duress.
What? That they do it to men?
Absolutely. It's done because the 97% of women think good lovemaking is allowing you to have sex with them.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really got with a woman who said, who was expert at this particular technique
the
and determined... and got great joy and passion
mm-hmm.
out of it, that's going to change your mind.
Mm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
willing to
It'll
bet.
It'll move it up the scale.
I'm telling you. I'm willing to bet
mm-hmm.
that you probably haven't
yeah.
recently been with that woman.
You're talking about...
Whenever I'm on the road, you know.
No. I mean, am I right or wrong?
I'm not saying this may not be the best woman
for you, but it's a very rare occurrence.
I think...
It's only happened a couple times in my life. In which I've encountered that woman that was, this must be done.
Which Wayne's sister was it?
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
All right, let's take a break. Dag here tonight.
We saving babies.
Filled with zest and verve.
Hey!
Lot of notions. A lot of retarded notions. We'll take
very
a quick break. Be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's... Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
And I'm David Alan Greer. We're here to save the babies on Loveline, where we take calls from young people who have sexual dysfunctions or just relationship problems. Let's take a call.
Shut
Shannon.
Up! Yay!
Shannon, Dag explaining his very retarded BJ theory to Dr. Drew and I as we urinated. During the break.
And why did you pee? You didn't pee.
Oh, I was trying to make a point.
I feel sort of slighted by that.
What's up, Dag? Didn't you have to go wee-wee?
No, I had to make my point. Let's save some babies. Next caller.
All right. And then we're going to play Aces or Ranchero Mex in a Korean right. countdown.
And no chewing in the mics. Please.
Right. Thank you. Shannon?
Hi.
22?
Yes.
What's up?
I'm just wondering if there's maybe something psychologically wrong with me.
Yes.
Ever since I can remember, I've been having to get completely naked when I go number two.
Oh, interesting.
And I don't understand why.
Is there anything else we need to know about you? Are you on any medication?
The only thing I'm taking is birth control.
And do you have to take your top and bra off as well?
Yes. I've been doing it since I've been going to the restroom.
Right. And do you have relationships normally? Are you able to be stable in relationships?
Yes. I've been in a relationship for about 6 years now.
Boy or girl?
Guy.
The guy. And that relationship's going okay.
Can I get in here?
Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. So say you and I are at dinner. You have to go number two. We're in a restaurant.
Well, she probably doesn't go in public places.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, okay.
So I'm saying that when you go to the restroom, you have to take off all of your clothes, get in the stall before you can do your business.
Yes.
Airport, on the airplane.
Wow. Yes, I feel extremely uncomfortable if I do not do it.
All right. So you've literally been on an airplane, shoes off, socks off, bra off, everything off.
Mm-hmm.
Totally naked. And what about the filthy bathroom floor, by the way, in the at the airport?
I try to keep my feet lifted from the ground.
Well, how do you feel?
Although,
if
wait
you
a second.
Well,
hold on. Is women's bathroom floor, I imagine, you could eat off of compared to the muck in the men's bathroom. Ooh. Wading through a mire of semen.
Don't make him vomit again.
And bloody fecal matter.
I'm okay.
Guys at the airport, and by the way, have this theory. I was just at the airport. Guys do world-class damage at the airport, and I believe that there's a feeling of, this is not my city, right. This is not my state, right. This is not my country. Saved up a world-class dump for 2 years so I could come to L.A. and just destroy the place.
How about I feel like some graffiti and I don't have paint.
Yeah. There's that guy.
Guys do vomit in the bathroom.
But I mean, I don't think guys want to duke on the plane. And I think it's like, I'm flying to Sydney. That's 13 hours. So I'm going to sit at LAX and I'm going to do some world class work. And by the way, it's not coworkers that are at the sink. It's a bunch of Taiwanese businessmen I'll never see again. So I'm going sick.
And it smells
soy
sauce.
Sodom and Gomorrah. Letting it all fly. Letting it all hang out.
All right, let's focus in, Adam. Let's save some babies. Wait a minute.
It's time for some music.
I have to ask a question.
Yeah.
Okay, if by chance you are not able to take off all of your clothes, how do you feel inside when you have to do your business, yet you can't take off all your clothes?
If I'm in a situation where there's another person that comes into the restroom, while I'm in there, I completely stop and I don't move and I don't make any noise.
Okay. But you know what I'm saying? Would you feel dirty? Would you feel anxiety? What would you feel emotionally
inside? Describe the feeling. Describe the feeling.
Fear? I kind of cringe.
Yeah.
At that.
Well, somebody beat the crap out of her during potty training, basically. Yeah, I mean, somebody really nailed her.
The only thing I can remember from being potty trained was my brother telling me there was a rabbit down the toilet and he was going to bite my butt off if I sat
on it. Gets told that.
That's the only thing I can remember. I don't think I've been molested.
I think there was some, with kids, when they're being potty trained, will sometimes throw all their clothes off in order to go to the bathroom and things. They just sort of can't differentiate throwing the pants down versus just taking everything off to be able to go to the bathroom. And you, for whatever reason, got stuck in that stage of development that you're sort of, it's a behavior that's attached to the trauma that occurred around the potty training. And here's where I agree with Dag on this one. You can go ahead and get over that.
Go ahead.
You can go ahead. You can desensitize yourself with your funkitude.
Just get over it. And by the way, let me tell you how healthy I am emotionally. I put stuff on to crap.
I
put layers on to take a dip.
And if you can.
Dead of summer, dog days, middle of August. Tucson, middle of August. Yeah. I'll go ahead and put a beanie and a vest. A down vest on to take a duke.
Dude,
I'm really at the point where I barely dropped my pants.
But if there was a bucket in the middle of a crowded room and I had to go bad enough, I'd just have to drop it.
You know Adam's history, don't you?
Fly out!
You know Adam's history.
I don't want to talk about the incident. Stop. Let's focus on the caller.
Popcorn 10.
I don't want to talk about it.
Decorative.
No one had to live that way.
That's my point.
He was acting out.
I had to do what I had to do.
No, you didn't. You could have gone to the car, and you could have gone to a gas station or something.
Or you could have gone out in the yard.
When I was in high school, my body was shut down. It was timed. I went in the morning at home. I went in the evening at home.
I don't want to hear about
this. I had no desire during the day.
I do agree with you. There are certain behaviors that you can just go ahead and get over, and this is one of those.
There you go.
Okay. Yeah. Feel free, everybody.
I'm sure, like some parents said, it's dirty. That's dirty.
No, it was probably even more than that. They probably really worked her at that stage.
All right.
Let's take a break. Because I'm going to come back.
We
and
just
do,
came back. Can
I
we save
come back
some lives
and do
here?
Some accordion countdown. I'm yeah. really missing God, that.
You guys this are so weak. There are kids out there that need us, and you take your job of rescuing so lackadaisically.
You told me not
I'm
to be so
not...
compulsed about rescuing.
Yeah, well, I'm glad
to get
you're not
that,
in Iraq.
I'm trying.
You know, hey, let's get Al-Qaeda tomorrow. Take a break. Our boys over there aren't listening to you.
That's right. That's right, Dad.
Hail to the victors, valiant. Hail to the conquering
doing
heroes.
A little,
hail, hail to Michigan, the leaders of the West. Hail!
All right. Let's take a quick break, and all hail. Dag, my main man, in studio tonight.
We'll come back with you know the Yale songs, don't you?
Quiet. Drew? Come, okay. Don't lead him into a fight song right. trilogy thank seconds
well,
before
we go
to break.
That, so.
No, here's the deal. We're gonna play Aces Ranchero, Mexican Accordion Countdown, and maybe a little German or Florida.
I should have covered my mouth. Sorry, Dr.
After this.
I like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy, it's sweet, cause it's fruit, and in the middle.
Okay, so I know there's nothing...
Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. David Alan Greer, otherwise known as Dag, otherwise known as Dagaroni, otherwise known as my main man in
I'm
studio
stupid,
tonight.
Have you been boxing, Adam? I'm a senior over there.
Yeah.
Throwing hands with Mr. T. Yes, right.
Dag and I go to the same gym.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And, you know, the problem is the trainer calls him David, and I never know who that is.
So it's like, David, man. Yeah, sticky, yeah. And, you know, I want to get you, buddy. Whoop, you see, I got you. Oh, he hurt now. Anyway, man, I was talking to Adam. Yeah, body,
David. He calls him David. I don't know if anyone calls him David, or maybe I'm the only one who doesn't call him David, but it never registers. David is a Jewish producer. It's
absolutely.
Not,
I'm
he's not funny man Dagaroni. All right. Now, it's time to play a little Aces Ranchero Mexican Accordion Countdown. As you know, I love ranchero music, and I love the accordion, and it's really a music that's driven by the accordion, so much so that you rarely go 5 seconds without hearing it. And you would think that if you just went to the middle of a random ranchero song that you might not hear it for a couple of beats. But
even
oftentimes,
a minute or so, yeah,
oftentimes
a little refrain
no.
or something.
And there's no law that says it must have an accordion in it, although
it
I got to look
law
into
of
that.
Nature
yeah. So, Drew does well at this game. I've done pretty good over the last few weeks at it. Dag has not played.
Let's break it down.
Here's what we do. We have engineer Chris, who has a ranchero song.
One of his favorites.
It is queued up to a random point in a random song. It's not the beginning of the song. It's a song we've never heard before, or maybe we've heard it a million times. You never know with that music. It is so goddamn bad. All right. So, when does the accordion music come in?
How long, Dag?
We're going to say monoseconds?
Yes.
Yeah.
Or minutes.
From the time that
from the time we fire it up.
Adam?
Mm-hmm.
The accordion music is going to start 7.5 seconds. That's my final answer.
7.5?
7.5
We don't usually break it down in a tenths, but that's fine.
And I'm dead on.
Drew, what do you think?
Instant.
What do you think? Going instant. Instant.
Immediate.
All right, I'm going up, but it's unfair for me just to go 8 and go last every time. So I'm gonna go crazy. I'm going to go 13 seconds.
Crazy.
Now, Drew's got 0. Drew's instant.
Okay.
All right, now, Engineer Chris... Don't hit it until I cue you, because we got to look at the clock and get us at an even number here. So, Drew, when the clock gets to, well, it'll go right
top
to 11:03.
Yeah. Just killed her.
Three.
Let's play the game.
Two, one, go.
Oh.
Oh. 2.5 seconds.
So, technically, who's closer?
No. Well, Drew, keep it rolling. Yeah. Keep it rolling. Wow, this is... This has a lot of accordion music, even for ranchero music. You know this song?
Yeah, I like it, man.
It's a great one.
This Los Caballeros de Barra de Navidad.
Yeah. You drive around L.A., you see all the billboards for the
crazy. Hey, Engineer Chris, Anderson totally turned the music down. Wow. I think not our mics down. Maybe that was maybe that was confusion.
Wow.
I don't.
He was overcome by
music. Were you talking about that,
no,
Anderson?
He was into it.
Here's the thing. You play. Let's play soft up this.
Call it number three.
You drive around L.A. They have all the billboards for the Spanish language stations. Guys, crazed look in their eyes, wearing Viking helmets and like chicks with their tops being ripped off with stilettos. Guys, just. I thought I knew the culture.
Local Ricky.
Yes, it is crazy. Yeah. All right. So, Dag, I'm sorry, baby doll. You came in second. I came in third because Drew won instant, and that was about 2.5.
Well, you know why he won? Because this is a form of gambling, and he's an addict. Let's take a caller.
All right. You're right.
All right.
All right, we'll play again later on in the evening, and also
you're very angry, aren't you, Dr. Dre?
Also, we'll play a little Germany or Florida before the night is out. Reed,
yo, what's up?
17, what's up?
Well, the problem is, me and my girlfriend have been together for like 3 years, and we started having sex like a year and a half into it, and we always came at the same time, but now I kind of finish first and fade out before she's done.
Well, she stopped faking, basically.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You're in for some other surprises, too.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like when you do that.
Very rare to have spontaneous simultaneous.
Let me tell you how easily that's pulled off, Dag. I'm going to be the dude.
Should I do it live or what?
You be the chick. You be the chick.
What's up?
What are you doing? I'm getting close.
I'm getting close.
Jeez, I wish he'd stop.
I have a chamber. I got one in the chamber.
Did you come?
Did you come?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's finish off the rest of that six-footer. That's all you have to do.
Yeah, you don't want to have an orgasm together. That does rarely happens.
No. Hey, Reed.
He's 17.
All right. No. Well, look, you synced it up fine.
I got to say, you guys are the greatest, too. I've been listening to you, so.
Thanks.
Sixth grade. So, even though. Thanks a lot.
All right,
Reed. Dude, I had a girlfriend that said, you know, it's weird, like, after we make love, our heart, like our breathing, is the same. But she never knew. I'd be sitting there like going, all right, let me. Wait, I'm going to catch her on the rebound. Wait. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Chris. He's the judge.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah, I want to save some babies.
All right, well, let's talk to James, who's 23. James? James, 23.
James is
all right, let's talk to Krista, who's 17. Krista.
Hi.
What's happening?
Hi, Krista.
Hi. I wanted to say that my favorite shows are when Dag is on or when you guys have no guests.
Yeah.
Thank you, Krista.
Dag or nothing. There isn't even a second place.
My vagina is bleeding.
Oh, yeah. What about David? Yeah, what about Andy Dick,
though? She wants Dag or nothing at all on her radio. She likes Dag, D for delightful, A for autonomous, G for good spells.
Yeah.
That's for you, honey.
My favorite Dag song is when he's like going, oh, yeah, give it to me. Oh, yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
No. Yeah. Yeah, don't look at me.
Look at me.
Yeah, don't look at me.
There it is.
Look at me. I will give you some. What you missed is the beginning. It's like,
well,
the beginning is starting. Hold on. It starts like,
yeah.
Yeah, hey.
Wait. What's the beginning?
Hey, babe, you sleep? No, I just thought you want to do something. You tired? All right, you mind if I take my bombs off? Just get a little. All right, then. Can I get a hug? You mind? Can I get... Oh, shit. sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I just. Well, I'm an idiot. I might as well. Wait. Hold on. Don't. Wait. No. Stop. Don't put. Don't you look. Okay. I. Yes, the beginning part.
It's the foreplay that really makes it up.
It's you waking her up.
There's another piece of comedy, though. Krista thinks that's a song. She has her favorite song.
I love Krista's young. She's
Krista, it's not a song.
I know, but everything.
Here's
Jack
a song.
Is a little bit of a
here's
song.
One, okay. Two, three, four, five. Come on.
Krista, when I think of you, I see ice cream. You know, that's a song.
I was thinking about one of those cheers.
It's like you a little flop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, everywhere. Everybody, skeets. That's how you do your threesome with me.
Now, you were thinking of Kaztek.
Kaztek High.
S-O-C-K-I-T. Soccer to me. Baby, my head's aching. My brows too tight. My hips shaking from left to right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kaztek. Tango time. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I can't do the rest.
Y'all won the game. Now you think you're hot. But we'll win the fight in the parking lot. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. It's on the roof. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Kaztek. Don't take no job. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Come on, baby. We're going to win.
I had to change.
That's a
I had to change.
Yes.
So Krista.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Beautiful.
Dag on dag tonight.
Woo!
Yeah.
Exciting all right, Krista. Stuff here.
What's your question, baby doll?
I originally had a different question, but I realized I have something more important. So this is a medical thing. I recently just had my second Pap smear, and
yes, go right ahead.
Or Pap scrape, as I want to refer to it, because it's awful. But and I got a letter in the mail saying that they want to follow up because it says there's anti something. Cells, yeah. I don't know. And it says abnormal I might cells, have borderline uncertainty about human papillomavirus.
Right. Are you sexually active?
Yes.
Yeah, so you may have contracted the wart virus, which is very, very common. And as a result, you're at some added risk for cervical cancer. So they do extra screening on you.
Yeah, it's papilloma, by the way. Papillonia is one of Prince's backup singers.
Absolutely. And she had a wonderful solo career.
She really did.
Albeit short.
She found Jesus Christ. Uh-huh. All right. Hey, Krista? So do what the doctor says.
Yeah, get back in there.
You'll probably be fine, but you don't want to ignore it.
These are very common problems, and it just requires extra screening. Really.
Okay.
But Krista, if you want to stay a fan of mine, keep knocking boots, honey.
You know that we live on the eve of vaccines for the wart virus.
There really? Was two,
yeah, both Pfizer and Merck have products that are in the final phases of research, and within 5 years, the entire sort of under 30 population of this country is going to be vaccinated against the wart virus.
It's funny that Bush never really talked about that in his platform speech.
Yeah, it's going to happen with or without.
I'm standing for. Keep standing for.
Those of you with the warts, though, will still remain.
But you won't be able to won't have to transmit them to other people.
I want to talk to William over here. He's been on hold for 66 minutes wanting to talk to Dag. William?
Hey, Adam. I just want to say you're one of the hottest guys in the face of the planet.
Thank you. You're virgin, are you, William?
Yes, I am.
How old are you?
16.
I'm 16.
It does not say he's a virgin.
Just hear it.
It's just you can always hear it in that voice.
How's the guy stand? Like the day after William gets tightened up, isn't that voice going to drop? Like, hey, what's up, man?
Oh, yeah.
No, this is William, and, I just want to call and
he'll
say,
sound black.
Know,
yes,
what's
will.
Up?
No, he's...
Everything is lovely now.
Yeah, no, you go from Ernest to James Earl Jones. Right. And, just drop a load.
Yeah, Adam, it's William.
That's right.
Trouble. Apparently something has happened to me last night.
But meanwhile, on the way to the chick's house, he was like wind-up beater. Wind-up beanie sounded like Elmer Fudd.
Here it goes. It's about to come off here. Oh, boy.
He goes from Jimmy Neutron to Beelzebub.
Right.
Get your baby. I gotta go.
That's what
happened. I see you when I see you.
William?
Hey, I just wanted to say, Dag.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to tell you that your personality, you know, has broke me from a lot of suicidal tendencies.
Ooh, wow.
That's heavy, man.
You know, I just want
to. He's killed many others, though.
Just let it, man. Come on.
You know, a lot of folks have heard him and killed
him. I'm hearing
himself.
You, William, and that's really humbling for me to hear. And if I can be a help to you through my comedy, that is great.
How about you get him laid?
To know. That's going to happen. Trust me. That's the day his trouble starts.
Hey, William, what's going on? You were thinking about suicide?
Yeah.
And then what? Why?
Just my family's crazy. Yeah.
You think settling down any?
Well, not really. My grandma just got out of the hospital and stuff like that.
Are you still thinking about hurting yourself?
I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to get in trouble for saying anything over the radio.
You got to get some treatment, William, because for one reason only, I need all the fans I can get.
Yeah.
I want you to get some treatment.
These are life-threatening problems we're talking about here. Like any other, if it were diabetes or an infection, you'd run to the doctor. Yet people don't think about these sorts of problems as being life-threatening when, in fact, they are.
Especially when you're that young. There's still a lot of families that the stigma or self-imposed or otherwise, when you're dealing with any kind of emotional illness, they don't want
anything with the brain. People freak out about.
What's I don't get the part with the grandma getting out of the hospital. Is that
my grandma? She takes a lot of drugs that are prescribed by her doctor, but I think her doctor's crazy because you know these pills that she's taking are making her like really crazy in the head. Mm-hmm. She won't know where she is, or, you know, stuff like that.
Look, most grandmas are nut jobs. Don't worry about her. What about the rest of the family?
It's not only the family, but my schooling life, and, you know, I'm always getting in trouble in school and stuff like
that. Why? What are you getting in trouble for?
You know, I've been sent to court a couple of times, petty theft, you know.
All right. Uh-oh. Well, can you stop acting out? I mean, here's the thing. Life will be less difficult if you stop making it difficult. I mean, stop acting out. You know, you're having brushes with the law. You're getting in trouble at school. It's because of stuff you're doing. Can you stop that?
But you know what, Adam? When I was 16, man, the concept of making it to 30 years old, that was millennium away. As a matter of fact, I used to have like this mantra, like I had to do everything I wanted in my life by the time I was 30.
Mm-hmm.
So because you're diabetes after that.
Exactly. I mean, it just was so far away. And when you're that young, a lot of times you just feel like it has to be now. You can't really think about the long term. And this is, you're just going through a difficult period. It's really, someone to talk to, man. It'll make you feel so much better.
I agree with that relationships are really what get people through. If you can find people that care about you, you can be yourself and open with, it makes a huge difference.
Peer counseling a lot of times works.
Or even just a peer, just somebody you really care about.
Didn't I just say that? No. Well, hold on, wait a minute. I said peer counseling.
Okay, peer counseling.
And what Dr. Drew said is, or a peer.
Yeah.
What you did is you picked my therapeutic pocket.
No, you're great. I said yes, and even that to me was a label. But
William, scoot down, because I'm sitting right next to you. You picked my pocket.
I'm sorry, William, that Dad can't continue.
No, you said, or a peer.
No, or even in addition.
All right, William, it's not just about you, Dr. Drew.
Please.
God.
Let me say William. It reminded me of this. I was talking about this about a year or so ago, but I was watching this documentary on people that killed themselves by jumping off the Golden Gate Bridge.
Well, what did the documentary say? Sounds great. Interesting. Tell us about it.
I will. Half the, a couple people survived. A couple people jumped off the bridge.
Really?
And survived. That's right. And
I saw this
is going to wake Dag up from his slumber, by the way. But, the first thought of everybody when they jumped off the bridge is, I want to live.
I made a mistake, yeah.
I made a mistake, really. I want to live. And 3,000 over the last 80 years have killed themselves by jumping off the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge lived.
Okay. Well, what happened to them? Because isn't that like akin to hitting cement?
Yeah,
it is. For some reason,
hit the right wind velocity. But to your theory about brain chemistry, you wonder if the extreme arousal of falling off a bridge raises the chemicals in your brain where you start to feel okay for a second and think, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah, it gets this huge shot of endorphins and adrenaline.
And
you're like, but it's got to suck that you jump off the bridge and you get 18 inches away from the bridge and you're airborne and you're thinking, I gotta live.
Yeah.
I wanna live. All right. Well, you got the next 30 stories to think about. wanting to live. Yeah. And I do sort of, have the feeling that that's bad on bad. And I do sort of have the feeling that a lot of people that kill themselves, at least the ones who jump off of things, have that rush. I'd like to get back on the roof or back on the bridge at some point.
Let me say something to William. I hope he's still listening. That I read a lot about suicide and the act of suicide, the damage that it wreaks and the legacy that it leaves on a family. It can affect them for generations. Yes. They followed this one family in particular in this article. The great father, great grandfather had killed himself and it started a chain reaction. Mm. Now, it's not to say that maybe there wasn't some pre-existing thing there, but an act of violence.
Adolescents, sometimes that's kind of their intent though.
I know, but this was, this was not an adolescent. My main point is that it affects all those around you and for generations.
And not in the ways you want it to be affected.
Well, my grandmother's brother killed himself when my grandma's about 30. Seems pretty broken up about it, actually. Well, not so much. It's always like, Robert killed himself. All right, this must have been tough.
Let me spitball with you for a minute. Here. You find that funny? You think what you just said is?
I think it's funny that my grandma didn't seem too bothered by it, which is really worse than the effect that the thing could have had. The idea that the dude's sister. It's pretty cool.
That's funny to you. Right now I'm a red state and you're a blue state.
The guy wasn't riddled. The guy wasn't in his late 70s and riddled with AIDS and tuberculosis. The guy was like 33 and fine.
And so you get joy out of making fun and it's funny to you that you're making fun of all.
I got to stop. I was trying to be serious.
You were.
And I was trying to go a little. I couldn't keep doing it though. I almost pulled it off, didn't I, Dr. Drew?
Hold on.
Very funny stuff.
It was great stuff. Great stuff.
Oh, let's take a call.
Hector. Hector, you're 24.
I love this show.
Hi, Hector. Dr. Drew. Yeah, Ace, what's up?
What's happening, Hector?
How's it going, man? Hey, Dag, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing. I'm just a big fan of that SNL, the Maya Angelou for Fruit Loops. That's awesome.
I love Maya Angelou.
Love that.
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
So I got some good history information for you guys. I know how much Adam loves the Mexican ranchero music.
Oh, my favorite.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know about the German roots of it.
Yeah,
German roots. Well, that's where the accordion comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we were just asking about the...
There is an oom-pah-pah background, yes.
Yeah, the oom-pah-pah background, exactly.
Well, right.
It turns out, I guess, in the late 1880s, a lot of German immigrants were going to Mexico, to this place called Sinaloa, Mazatlan. Mm-hmm. That's where they make Pacifico beer.
Mm-hmm.
And they had these beer camps going on. And the workers, the German immigrants, they got Indians and Mexicans working with them, and they started playing that oompa music, and they'd get drunk and make beer, and they play that music.
And it caught on.
Off from there.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And by the way, worse than when they brought, like, the Nutria to Louisiana. It escaped. They took over. They now destroy crops.
I thought you were talking about the protein drink.
No.
I'm
talking about those big rats. My point is the Germans should then... There should be a class action lawsuit against Germany.
Like, another thing for you to take out against the Germans, Adam.
Yeah, listen.
Why do you hate us, Adam? Why?
We thought the Holocaust was bad. We got a real situation now.
Thank you.
We got a real situation in Mexico. I live in Southern California. I'm inundated with this horrible music. I'm not saying that the Holocaust was one of your better moves, but this may have had a bigger impact.
Yeah, will you wait till
life.
These African rats get out? These things are as big as dogs. The ones that
were the African rat.
Well, the African rat that boned the prairie dog that bit the little white chick that brought us the monkeypox. These things are as big as Rottweilers.
Let me ask you, Dag. I don't want to attack your people, but why is all the bad stuff come out of Africa?
It doesn't come out of Africa.
The tough stuff
comes out of Africa because Africa's been raped, looted, and pillaged by Bobo the white man for 500, 600, 700, 800 million. Years.
I see, but here's what I'm saying. How come we don't export any killer roaches or bees or rats or anything
you
like
do.
That? We do?
Of course. I'm glad you brought this up.
while I have been here. Mm-hmm. The worst Holocausts on earth have been white men have been responsible for. Where the two black guys named Leroy and Lonnie that exterminated the Jews? No! Where there's like a bunch of black women with slingshots that exterminated the Native Americans? No.
That's right.
You know, did we bring the plague? No.
White man's evil. I agree with you.
I'm not saying a white man's evil, but don't blame it on black people. No, you know, all we did is bring the blues, the roots of rock and roll, Michael Jackson. Well, the original Michael Jackson.
Right.
And Wayne Brady.
He turned white and he went nuts on it. Yeah. No, I'm with you, my brother. I'm just saying, when the vermin, when they come over,
The killer bees,
they're tough.
They're angry.
They're tougher.
They're
angry. We have a docile version of almost everything. Our rats, our bees, our insects, or nothing. And then stuff comes over from South America, especially. Africa, and they're killers.
Because you've killed everything. They got to go somewhere.
You know, we got our version of that is Florida.
Yeah, but who built the ships that brought them over here? They didn't just buzz over on their own.
Yeah, people do this, though.
There was some white dude who said, I bet if I could get the honey from an African bee, it would be spicier.
I'm going to include South America and Central America in this mix.
Well, they're almost black anyway.
They go. You think you've seen a roach? No, you haven't. You think? No, you haven't. You got to go to Colombia. You've not seen. You think you've seen a rat? You have not. Yeah, there's just stuff there that just, it's everything supersized.
Wait a minute, I heard the rats in Paris are supposed to be really huge.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And they're very rude. That's my time. Listen, you guys enjoy Adam Carolla. I'm up out of here, man. My name's Davey G, and I've been your MC for the last 7.5 minutes. Peace.
Peace
Kill
out.
Kill the music, man.
Peace out.
Come on, get that Van Halen. Come
we'll
on.
Take a break.
I want to go out.
We'll be right
I'm out.
Back.
Thank you, Peace Dingleberries. Out. I'll Peace be here out. Through Sunday, 7 shows nightly. Love you guys.
We'll be right back. After this. Hey, everyone.
Hello, Adam.
Love line.
Same time.
I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
And I'm David J.
Dave Alan Greer, my main man.
You know, I just started casting for this new sketch show I'm doing on Fox. We're doing our pilot.
Oh, Adam's going to offer you a job.
No, I don't want to do sketch.
What?
He's a friend of mine. I'm just telling you what I'm doing.
Oh. Yeah, what's happening?
I'm just telling you. You know, that's what I'm doing. Okay. I mean,
it's going to be a new sketch show.
Absolutely new.
Is it going to be on primetime?
Yes, primetime. Fox.
And, you know, they've had success with Mad TV over the years.
He's not going to give you a job.
You know what it is? How much do we, when Adam and I hang out, well, when we used to hang out before, well, what I call, you know, the demon seed, the wife, you know, they always cleft the male friends.
Wait till there's a baby.
Oh, boy. Little Adam. Mm. He's going to get all soft, and he's going to be crying like with that Christmas card where they're all piled around the pool. Here's wishing you a happy Kwanzaa. Please cry on this card and pass it off. His wife is really cool, actually.
Dang, we hang out anytime you want.
Yeah,
anytime.
But we don't talk about show business, unlike Dr. Drew here.
Right, right.
You know, who every opportunity, can I bring some cameras and maybe shoot some stuff for this?
Oh, no, we don't.
I'm doing a new show or something.
Dag and I talk about boxing and a home improvement and crazy bronze he's nailed.
There you go. And he shows me the tiles he's gotten, some recently arrived.
Dag and I talk about the crazy bronze he's nailed.
Oh, really?
That's not me anymore. I'm totally, I'm cool, man.
So, Dag, what's going on with the sketch or sketch comedy show?
We just
Fox.
Start. Well, we have to start. We're staffing up. We're going to be over at the Kimmel Building, as I call it, the Kimmel lot.
Mm-hmm.
And those are where our production offices will be.
They will be right in there.
Yeah. We're going to be there. They're already there. I'll see you starting tomorrow.
What floor are you on?
I don't know yet because I got my keys over the weekend and I haven't been there yet. But I will be there tomorrow. Definitely come and say hi.
All right, and it's going to be when? Do you have a night?
I don't know yet. We have to do a pilot. The pilot has to be picked up. So right now they picked up the pilot. So we're shooting a pilot, and we're just reveling in that right now.
I think
for,
I just
for Fox.
You know what? You know what, Dr. Drew? This is indicative of well, here's what here's how it
listen.
Works.
Doesn't
here's how it works.
Care.
Well, hold on. You know what, Dr. Drew? Here's how it
care.
Works. Yeah. Yeah.
Space for
I talk and you listen. That's how friends do. Now, mm-hmm. I'm going to do you, Adam. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be Dr. Drew and mm-hmm. you be a patient. Hey, mm-hmm. So what's going on?
Well, I'm
jeez, man. I got three kids.
I got
my house. You know my house is like dipped to the side and I was
regular.
Okay, so I'm going to put you on Thorazine.
They said,
"Oh, I'm late. I got a book. I got to go."
Pre-cancerous.
Okay,
I don't
hold
know
that,
that
thought. I will be right back.
Or
hello?
Pre-cancer?
Yeah, hold, I can't hear you. Hello? I just broke my glass.
I'm
sorry, your time's up. I got to go over to Loveline.
Yep, that's what it is. Yeah. That's what it
Give
is.
Give and take. A quid pro quo. Tough love tonight, Dr. Trump.
Dag, this is from the one who's listening.
Okay.
Over here.
Wow.
Are you... like a player coach on it, you're going to star in it and write, produce,
yes,
whatever.
Star, write, produce. We've already written the pilot.
You'll have the ensemble cast.
Yes, the ensemble cast.
Are you drawing from like the Groundlings? Are you going and looking around?
No, we just started that. We got to hire a casting director, and you know, we want some fresh people. We don't want people that have been like gang banged by the world of comedy. You know,
right?
Where you come in there with the scars, like I was on Mad TV, but they hit me there. I was going to do SNL, but I got cut or something, and it hurt.
Yeah, well,
then I had a
group.
Holding deal, and I don't know.
So you're going to go out scouting.
Oh, we're going to go to the bus station.
I hate to...
go to the bus station.
Right? I don't want to throw my hat in the ring, but
go on,
Engineer Chris over here...
Vibrant.
All right.
He, I'll tell you, he'll do the thing to finish the machine.
Wow.
It's one of the improv things he does. His, not only that, his who, what, and where. He always brings something to the party.
Oh, that's great.
By the way, and really does more characters than Will Ferrell.
Now, is he the guy at the bus station that has the headphones on? He's not with the iPod. It's the old school. You know,
right,
like
big ones with the antenna
the
coming
CD
out of
player,
it.
Player. Just yeah. going,
big yeah. antenna coming out.
Yeah. Right. I'm not connected to the world because
that's right.
To
that's
my
right.
music,
and I'm
I
rocking.
Like that.
And I don't
like
mind
that.
You see me
yeah.
rock.
I like keep going, bus. That's going to Griffith Park because I'm rocking to the music. Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm gonna sit down and talk to the
it's
homeless
a weird,
man in my music.
It's a weird
world.
Message. Like it's one thing to enjoy your music while you're out in society. It's another thing to really rock hard to it
yeah.
in front of society. And
yeah.
I feel the same way with the guys with the huge bass blowing. In the SUV when they pull up to the signal.
In spite of
point
society.
Where I'm having difficulty having my conversation. Yeah. And I got the cell phone and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be running a little bit late. So I'm not, okay. I won't be able to make the 1 o'clock rider's meeting. Hold on. Let me get the window up. Let me roll the window up. Yeah, it's like there's a guy in Escalade who's actually got a 42-inch TV installed in the front windshield is a 42-inch. And it's like, I can't. Oh, my teeth hurt. My
yes.
teeth hurt. Fillings are coming loose or falling out like a stalactites in a cave when the volcano is erupting in the bad movie. And
like, know,
it doesn't bother you that the rest of the world has to hear your goddamn music?
That's their statement. I knew a guy who had this little Ford, what do you call it? Escort. Must have been like 2,000 watt stereo system in there. I was like, you don't really hear music. It just vibrates. And
right.
He's like, yeah.
You hear music the way deaf people
yes.
hear music.
Yes.
You
hear
feel
Beethoven.
You feel the bones.
Yes.
Right, right. It's like when the deaf football team plays the other one, and the snap count is a bass drum. Boom! They hit it. That's how the deaf football
blind
team knows how to go. Right. It's just
hey, let's
vibrations.
Save some babies. Let's
right,
take
let's,
this energy.
Let's save some babies.
Dr. Drew, can I offer some healing to you? You know, yeah, I hit you hard, but you know what? Because I love you. Next caller.
That's true.
Next caller.
Let me say something very quickly, Dag.
Go ahead,
I just
man.
Want
Tag
to say something.
Next,
I would like the guys, and I know I sound like my dad here, mm-hmm. play your music loud, enjoy your music, just don't foist it on society. I want the guys with the super bass SUVs who my vision is blurred because your crappy music. I want those guys and the guys who take the Harley Davidson knuckleheads, have them bored out to 1800 cc's, take the baffles out of the exhaust, and then come home. They're driving home drunk about 4 in the morning and they're just gassing it right down the alley. Everybody in the goddamn apartment building to the left and the right can hear these, and people up the hill and down in the valley can hear. I want these two just to get together on their own crappy island and drive each other insane.
Hey, men of planet Earth, can we all get together and promise no more A Chopper is Born shows, okay? We've seen enough.
American
right.
Chopper.
Portly guys that live in New Jersey in a garage building the ugliest
motorcycle right. you've ever seen. Always under the guise of a tribute. This is a tribute right. to tractor owners.
There is no racial bigotry here.
There you go.
A lot of people left behind in Vietnam.
There you go.
And the airbrushed Inca goddess I'm doing on this tank is a tribute.
That's why the tank is shaped like an ear. Because that's what they did to our brothers.
Yeah.
No, I don't want to see it anymore.
Right, we're arguing with your dad with the handlebar mustache, and you're sending it out to a guy. Nobody does airbrushing like this guy.
Why couldn't they be on the plane with Lynyrd Skynyrd? Why?
It
Is that
been
too
nice.
Much to ask?
It would have been nice.
Next call.
David?
Yeah.
No, not you, David. Caller David, you're 18.
Yeah, I just met the stripper yesterday, and I'm really, really into her, and I wanted to know if it's possible, you know, if I could take her home, or if it's possible even to have a relationship with her.
Yeah, tell her yes. Tell her.
How old are you?
Girl, write a note if you need it.
Wait a minute, hold on. 18? Yeah, date her.
What?
Date her. He's 18. Get it out now.
You're too squirrely. You're not going to be able to pull her off.
Yeah, but how's he going to pull it off?
She just
wants to 18 suck money out of the guy.
So, I don't have money.
Tell me what went down. Were you a customer? Did you talk to her on the job or what?
Yeah, I was getting a lap dance. I mean, we were talking before.
Right. Like, what was the conversation? Like,
I'll explain.
Some of the stuff.
I'll do a reenactment of the pre-lap dance conversation. Honey, you want a lap dance? How much is it?
$20.
Oh, okay. That was the conversation.
No, that was cool.
I was at a strip club with Dag in Vegas.
Oh, boy.
The stripper said she'd been stabbed 17 times.
I swear to you. She had two 13-year-old girls. Everybody else is in heaven. She was not only that, she was in Penthouse in 1979.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I was like, only me. Why does this happen
to
me?
Did you pick her?
They sidle up to you, and it's hard to get rid of them. And Dag was stuck with her the whole night.
No, that one night was not a good night. I have really great luck.
But she would literally
answer people.
She would take a shot of Jaeger, and it would come out about three holes in her abdomen.
Right. I mean, her boobies felt like elbows. They were like, really, wow. They were the prototype. Yeah, of course, I had to. She made.
Don't they like have the bouncers jump on you if you touch the stripper?
Not Dag. He's big time. And by the way, she was a disaster.
Yeah, they took me in the back room. Here's what she said. She goes. You know what? Can I tell you something? What women really want guys to do? We just want you to just hit it hard. Go. Yeah. Don't look. Don't talk to me. Just go.
Stab, right?
Yeah.
Stab 17 times.
Yeah, with your member. That's what women want. I was like, really?
Stab 17 times.
My voice could never have been smaller. I was like, really?
There should, and be a good thing.
You heard something hit the ground and run. I'm leaving.
Let me say this. You know in restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
All right, quiet down. You know in restaurants they put those signs up by the sink that say, "Employees, please wash your hands." In strip clubs, they should be, "Please don't talk about your goddamn kids." Like laminated in the dressing room.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear no talk of period. No talk of children. No talk of brutal ex boyfriends. Yeah. No talk of parents. No talk of the outside world.
And then
really.
They should just be signed with the.
I asked a stripper in Miami, I said, "You have kids?" It was like, they were all naked.
Yeah.
Butt naked. All they had on is like clear plastic shoes, and they all whipped out pictures.
Oh. Yeah. And here's the problem, too.
I don't know, but they're like, "Fook."
It's your fault for talking because you do that stupid small talk where you're like, "And so what goes, so you work here at night, what goes on there?" "Full time, mom." So I was like, "Ugh. I should never, you shouldn't open your mouth," because they will talk about the kids. But what I like my placard. Hold I like on. My placard that just says, "No talk of the outside world when you go out there. It is a fantasy. You're a virgin. This is your first night at work. You've never had a boyfriend. Don't talk about the uncle that sexually molests you. Don't talk about the six kids at home. Don't talk about the abusive ex-biker husband who's now working here as a DJ and he's really jealous. Don't hear the stabbings. Don't want to talk. I don't want to hear about mosquito bites. Just this is the first night, and please help me."
Well, here's what I used to do. Here's my move. Is like, "Look, what's your hourly rate? Like what, $150? Here's your $150. Keep your clothes on. All right, I'm not interested. Now let's just talk."
Mm-hmm.
"Really? Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't need to see. You don't have to. You know, rub all over me. I think you're really great. You're wonderful. I'm here with friends, and they're all getting their lap dances. So what's up?"
That worked.
That worked.
Oh yeah,
David.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So What was the conversation you had with her before she gave you the lap dance?
Just where I live at, and am I going to school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was about it.
Did you kiss her?
No, I wanted to.
Oh, you want? Yeah, okay, well, if you wanted to, it's done.
Okay, well, hold on. Did you get her telephone number?
No, I had to leave right after because
yeah,
I was came in dragging my friend over there.
All right. Okay. Do you guys want to tell him, or can I tell him?
Well,
this is not going to happen.
Adam has a technique, though.
Wait a minute. Well, but you got to tell him, Adam, if she tells you her real name, if she likes you, the first thing out of a stripper's name is, my name's not Lexus, it's Denise.
Right. All right. Right.
Then she goes, look, this is my number. Don't show it to Boom Boom. Don't show Bruno's looking. But if she gives you the number to the club, it's not happening.
Here's the number.
If she gives you the other number,
when she gives you the real name, that's a good thing. But here's the ultimate for here's if the stripper is into you or not. You just say to her, doesn't matter what time you're in there, what time of night it is, you just go, when do you get off work?
There you go.
And they go, now here's when they love you. I can leave anytime. If you hear I can leave anytime, that's it. That's done. Now, if you hear, well, I don't get off till 4, my boyfriend picks me up about, all right, forget it. If you say to him, and it's, I don't care if it's 10:30 or 4:30 a.m., it doesn't matter. You go, when's your shift in? When you get off, they go, I can leave anytime. Okay, yep. That means they're saying, let's go. Let's run.
And it's really on when they say, look, you guys break out, pull down the end of the block. I'll be out in 10 minutes. And you know what comes around the corner, Adam?
A dude.
I got it. An Oldsmobile with the window busted out and a whole lot of plastic.
Child seat, baby seat, the hood.
And their tire going with one of those spare itty bitty tires. Yeah. Going.
Actually, three of those and one full size tire.
Yep, going, where you guys want to go?
I have to tell you, guys are freaking me out. You've had altogether too much experience. In this world.
I love stories.
I am totally flipped
out. David, here's the thing.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
You guys are sick.
Here's your only shot of picking her up. Your only shot of picking her up is going to the club quite a bit and let sitting back, not trying too hard, just letting her see you be there and be sane. There's a lot of a-holes who go to these clubs, and the guys who go there and who they get familiar with who aren't a-holes are talked about. I dated a stripper once, and she said, oh, definitely. When you're out on stage and there's like a guy sitting there whose tongue isn't hanging out, and he's not drooling, and he doesn't have a boner, and he looks sort of normal, it piques their interest. They'll actually go back and go, you see the guy in the jeans in the third row?
And don't buy a lap dance. You can never have, you shouldn't have had one in the first place. But if you go back in, just drop in and say, hey, I just, dropped her by to get a beer. Do not buy any more lap dances.
On the other hand, being 18 is not, you just can't cut. You got nothing for a stripper at 18. You just don't. All right. Let's take a break. Dag, my main man at studio tonight. We'll be right back after this. Hey, buddy. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dag, otherwise known as my main man, in studio tonight. Drew, stop the beatbox. Let's move forward with the show. Can we do that, please?
Sorry.
Come on, let's take some calls, man.
Let's take some calls.
Top of the hour. Whoever smelt it, dealt it.
The beatbox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your own beatbox, huh?
Jackie?
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah?
By the way, could there be any more flawed saying than whoever smelt it, dealt it? Like, how many thousands of times have I been standing next to Jimmy or Cousin Sal, just be standing there, and then all of a sudden, oh, Christ, oh, my God, what is that? Sal, did you? Yeah, I must have done it.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm the guy who's vomiting in the elevator. I must have done.
Adam, I had very good friends of mine. Couple. Good-looking, hot chick and her boyfriend. Dear friends. In my car. Just going at it like a dueling contest.
The two of them?
Oh, laughing and giggling.
Blowing gas?
Oh, yeah. Back and forth.
That's
the
cool.
The foulest after skiing is like, dude. I would never want to go down there, anywhere near that cooter. After that,
let me say this, Dag, and I don't want to. Again, I don't want to divide things along racial lines again, and I don't want you to take this as a bad thing. It's a good thing. I have not smelt the brothers' gas, and I theorize, and or Asians, by the way, I theorize that the white man has worse gas. Culturally.
Well, Hispanics have a good. Production.
They do. But I'm talking Asian and I'm talking black.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're with your chick, I mean, we're all human beings, but would you sit in a close quarters?
No, I would not.
Like,
I would not
come
do
on,
it.
Baby, double down. Here we go. Oh. Back out. Come on, hit me back.
What do you? you should hear his wife complain about what he does under the sheets.
Right, but is she meeting him?
If she could, are you kidding?
No, you don't want that.
All I'm saying is,
again, it's not my way to break things along racial lines. I think the white man may have an edge in the gas department.
Maybe.
You know? I'm just saying.
Let's save some babies.
All right. You don't think that's a valid point?
I'm just saying is equivalent to yeah, but still.
Yeah, but still.
I'm just saying.
It's what you say before yeah, but still. Jackie, I'm just saying. Well, no, yeah, but still. Jackie, what's up? You're 21?
That's right, I am.
What's happening, baby?
Well, here's my question, and please take this very, very seriously.
All right.
Are men able to produce milk if they want to badly enough?
No. If they do produce milk, it's either
an infection.
It's infection, or it's a thyroid problem, or a prolactin-secreting tumor, or medication.
You mean from their breath?
It
can happen, but it's pathological. They have breast tissue, and they have breasts, but they will not, under any normal circumstance, produce milk. If they do produce milk, you got to look into it.
Why was the question?
Right, so if they are producing milk, is it caused by a change in hormonal balance inside them? Therefore, it's something that the brain could recreate.
Let me repeat myself.
Sorry, Drew.
Low thyroid, prolactin-secreting tumor, or medication.
I know what's going on here. What woman studies program
is
are you involved?
Is he on medication?
No, this is just a purely hypothetical question based on a forward I got in my inbox about a week ago.
Showing a guy producing milk?
Yeah. Just to see if he could. Like, he had this sort of new age theory that if he wanted to bad enough, he could make it happen.
Because speaking of inbox, when's the last time you were with a man?
Me?
You a lesbian?
Oh, it's been at least a few weeks.
All right. Okay. You got a boyfriend?
There are
you can hear it in her voice.
You know, there are, if you irritate a nipple, if a woman irritates her nipple enough, it will stimulate some oxytocin release and potentially could produce milk. I've never heard of that happening in men, but I guess it's possible.
Well, do you need milk glands or ducts or whatever?
We have them. God never makes a mistake, Adam. Yeah. And now, Dr. Crew, didn't you say that there's a small, you said there's a small vagina that all men are born with right above the rectal opening. Isn't that what you told me once? It's very microscopic. But if we need it, it's there. Didn't you say that?
No.
You never said
that? No. How dare you?
No.
Now, also said that we are all born with six toes on one foot. It's just a little nub.
We are all born with a, we start with a vagina that turns into a penis.
Right.
Really?
I'm about halfway there.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a little break.
And you said all women have three breasts. Didn't you tell me that? In an email?
DAG is our guest tonight.
I might have said that.
We'll take a
quick break.
What is up
with the breaks? We just got back.
I know, we go too
late. Next caller.
We'll be right back.
Cindy, you're 12. Go ahead.
After this. Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. Drew trying to finish his point from 2.5 hours ago with Dag, my main man. No, we're out of time, Dag.
No, let's take another call with your damn disease theory. My cells are morphing right now.
The chemicals that we're coming up with are directed at this cancer.
What's a disease? Tell me a disease.
Oh, new thing.
Listening to you?
Yeah.
What?
All right. Oh, Elizabeth's from The Apprentice. I love The Apprentice, by the way. Yeah. Arrested Development in here. Great guy. I was in here a couple months back when Arrested Development didn't have all those Emmys. Gonna be in later this week. I want to thank David Allen Greer, dear, dear friend, for coming in. And until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying,
mahalo. Save the babies! Hey, what'd you guys go as for Halloween?
All right. We got Drew won as a black man. We got to take a break.